Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this April 29th.
A day before 95th birthday. Praise
Happy
the
birthday,
Lord.
Mama.
That's it. On today's Do Not Fear scripture, Matthew 28:10. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I love it.
All right.
Now on today's call, we're going to discuss 8 ways to be spiritually strong.
Love it.
If you do nothing, if you listen to the wrong advice, if you ignore the wisdom in God's holy word, if you rely only on your own advice, then you'll be a spiritual weakling, unfruitful, and useless for the kingdom of God. Sadly, there are way too many people who will go to their grave never realizing the potential that resides within them. God wants you to be spiritually strong, fruitful, and useful for his purposes. In 2 Peter 1:5-8, God gives us 8 keys to manifesting the kind of life he desires for us to experience.
Mm.
2 Peter 1:5-8, the Classic Amplified, says, "For this very reason, adding to your diligence to the divine promises, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, excellence, resolution, Christian energy." I love that. Christian energy. "In exercising virtue, develop knowledge, intelligence. And in exercising knowledge, develop self-control. In exercising self-control, develop steadfastness, patience, endurance. And in exercising steadfastness, develop godliness, piety. In exercising godliness, develop brotherly affection. And in exercising brotherly affection, develop Christian love. For as these qualities are yours, increasingly abound in you, they will keep you from being idle or unfruitful until the full personal knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, and keep it in you."
Hallelujah. So, number one in these scriptures, appropriate divine promises. There are over 2,000 precious promises of God in the scriptures. They are really God's gift to us, each one of us. 2 Peter 1:4. 2 Peter 1:4 says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises,
yes,
that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust."
Wow.
Oh, you could preach a month on that. All we have to do is appropriate them by what we do. Remember what we say, read the word and put it into action. We must apply it to our lives.
That's it.
We must turn our back on the things of the world to embrace and manifest the promises God's made to us. It's a progression worth pursuing. 2 Peter 1:4, this in the Message Bible. This is where it gets right down where you're living. It says, "Don't put it off. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust."
Wow.
That is so rich.
And powerful. Number two, exercising faith. 1 Timothy 4:6, Message Bible. "You've been raised on the message of the faith that followed sound teaching. Now pass on this counsel to the followers of Jesus there, and you will be a good servant of Jesus, staying clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness. Please, workouts in the gymnasium are
useful.
Well, they're useful. But a disciplined life in God is far more so making you fit both today and forever. You can count on this. Take it to heart. This is why we've thrown ourselves into this venture so totally. We're banking, hallelujah, we're banking on the living God, Savior of all men and women, especially believers. 2 Peter 1:5, this time, Classic Amplified. For this very reason, adding your diligence to divine promises, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop virtue, excellence, resolution, Christian energy, and exercising virtue, develop knowledge and intelligence. Mm-hmm. That was worth repeating.
Yes. And going on in these scriptures and getting these points out, exercise virtue is 3. There is a very good reason to exercise and develop virtue in our lives, just like muscles that were referred to. The more we exercise them, the stronger they get. Mark 4:24, Classic Amplified says, "And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you.
Wow.
And more besides will be given to you who hear." That's why it's so important to read our Bible, to stay up with stuff like Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, because we bring you the scripture that allows you to be able to develop those virtues.
You know, honey, these scriptures we're reading today.
Yes.
I mean, we wrote this, but hearing them again just ignites me up.
It does. We have to stay. We have to keep that word alive in us.
Yes, we do. 4, develop knowledge. We want you to carefully consider the words of 2 Peter 1:5 in the Classic Amplified. They reveal a spiritual progression that God desires for us to manifest in our lives. The verse says, "For this very reason," again, we're reading again, "for this very reason, adding to your diligence to the divine promises, employ every effort in exercising your faith to develop excellence, resolution, Christian energy." I love Christian energy. "And in exercising virtue, develop knowledge and intelligence." Philippians 1:9, Classic Amplified Bible. "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in the knowledge and all keen insight, that your love may display in greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment."
5, exercise self-control. Self-control is so important that it's listed among the fruits of the Spirit. We may not want to do it, but we will be so happy when we do.
Amen.
Galatians 5:22-23. You know that Galatians 5:22-23 lists the fruits of the Spirit. This I'm going to take from the Classic Amplified. It says, "But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, is first of all," and I added the first of all, "but is love. Love, joy or gladness, peace, patience meaning an even temper or forbearance, kindness, goodness meaning benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness meaning meekness and humility, and self-control meaning self-restraint and continence. Against such things there is no law that can bring a charge." Self-control is a fruit we need to develop, and it could also, by the fact that we do it, be like a gift from God.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:7, keep us out of trouble. 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Classic Amplified says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice or craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced and discipline and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control."
Wow. 6, develop patience. Patience is also a fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians 5:23. Further, it's also 2 Corinthians 6:6. 2 Corinthians 6:6, New Living Translation. "We prove ourselves by our purity, our understanding, our patience, our kindness, by the Holy Spirit with us and by our sincere love. There's no question that God wants us to learn, develop, and be strengthened by patience. Colossians 1:11, New Living Translation. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power so that you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy. Wow. See, patience allows us to finish what we start. Ecclesiastes 7:8, New Living Translation. Finishing is better than starting. Patience is better than pride.
Number 7, personify godliness. Proverbs 13:6, New Living Translation. Godliness guards the path of the blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. In Proverbs 11:6 in the New Living traps them. Ooh. Perhaps the best definition of godliness that we've found is in 2 Peter 1:6. 2 Peter 1:6, the Living Bible says, next, learn to put aside your own desires so that you will become patient and godly, gladly letting God have his way with you.
Wow.
He can do so much more than we can do.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 8. Develop Christian love. 2 Peter 1:7-8. 2 Peter 1:7-8, Living Bible. This will make possible the next step, which is for you to enjoy other people and to like them. And finally, you will grow to love them deeply. The more you go on in this way, the more you'll grow strong spiritually and become fruitful and useful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And finally, 2 Peter 1:8, Message Bible. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet.
Wow.
No day will pass without its reward as you will mature in your experience of our Master Jesus.
I tell you, you got to love the way the Message Bible just brings it down, right? No grass.
Where are you living?
I'm telling you, it's a paraphrase translation, but honestly, it really is helpful to read.
It explains it.
It
on a level that most people can understand.
Yeah, I would say 100% really.
Anyway. Well, these eight God-directed principles, well, without question, will help you be spiritually strong, fruitful, and useful to the kingdom of God.
Yes, and let me say two things. Joy is out of the hospital.
Yay!
And praise the Lord for that, and thank you for the prayers, because she is really on the mend and doing so much better. We also have a good partner, friend, Yolanda, and she's going to be having surgery, so keep her in prayer. We appreciate
Amen.
That.
She's a sweet lady.
A precious lady. Anyway, guess what? It's a sensational Saturday.
It is.
Tomorrow is a superb Sunday. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, but we'll remind you again tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Anyway.
And Mama's birthday.
Hallelujah.
Well, until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God and apply it to your life.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.